When a magazine like National Lampoon came along, did you feel somehow that that's what you really wanted to be doing, more vicious satire? Did you feel somehow you were doing the lesser thing?
Well, I actually felt that, writing for Med was harder because you couldn't do frontal nudity. I mean, we're allowed to not wear shirts in the office, but we have to have pants on and underwear at all times. It's a very strict dress code at Med, and shoes sometimes. Today we had to wear shoes because we had you guys in. But so I think writing for Med is actually slightly harder because you have to be funny within a slight boundary, which is 50 to 51st Street.
The new issue of Mad Magazine is now on the newsstands. The price is $1 cheap. The very first issue, 30 years ago this month, was 10 cents cheap. The increase over the years, a small price to pay if you are a fan of Mad Magazine, and there are plenty of us out there. The folks at Mad, who now work on the 13th floor of 485 Madison Avenue in New York City, have sold us, over the three decades, 2 billion copies of Mad Magazine.
It's a gas!
Disgusting is what parents used to say about Mad Magazine, but delightful is what kids thought about it. Funny stuff about serious subjects from the beginning. Editor Al Feldstein.
It was the time of McCarthyism. It was a time of fear in terms of the parents who were feeling that things were getting out of hand and they wanted somebody to do something to keep their young people from discovering what the world was like. And so Mad was like the first of these spokesmen that said, hey, young people of the world, look around you. You're being lied to. You're being abused. They're insulting your intelligence. You got a rough road to hoe when you grow up because things are very tough out there. And we're going to tell it like it is.
What it did was to take the untouchables and made them touchables.
Mad writer Stan Hart.
Ronald Reagan being president of the United States is not so absurd anymore because of Mad Magazine, which in a peculiar way kind of militates against our being able to be as outrageous because the times have become more outrageous, and we may have been instrumental in making those times outrageous by humanizing and by knocking some people off pedestals.
Mad Magazine came along in the spring of 1952 as sort of an accident. It began as just another comic book, and then publisher William Gaines decided to make it a magazine, increase the price to 25 cents, not take any advertising so he wouldn't have to be worried about what those people thought, and to buy the work of the best writers and artists available, a freelance base of creativity, known to readers as the usual gang of idiots. Steve Allen wrote for Mad and Ernie Kovacs and Stan Freeberg and Bob and Ray, as well as Stan Hart, who has found success in other fields, but nothing as professionally satisfying as writing for Mad.
I was a head writer of the Carol Burnett Show. And when I would be at parties or gatherings out on the coast, they'd say, what do you do? And I'd say, I'm at the Burnett Show. And what do you do there? I said, I'm a head writer. And they'd go, oh, really? Isn't that nice? But I'd say, well, I also write for Mad Magazine. And then it would come, the great interest. And they said, did you do this article or that? And they started naming articles. So there's a lot of closet readers of Mad Magazine.
I was wondering where Mad writers stand in the profession.
They usually stand right next to the file cabinet.
The standing of Mad writers in the profession.
Oh, if we were to rate them?
Yes.
It's right between priests and surgeons.
Dick DiBartolo, a freelance writer who's had a story in every issue for the past 16 years. Every week, about 100 story ideas just come in the mail to the editors of Mad, and all the mail is opened. John Ficarra is one of the younger generation of Mad writers. He grew up on Staten Island, reading the magazine and sending in ideas. The June issue of Mad includes one of his features.
This was the Mad application for membership in the Mall Majority. It's a questionnaire to see if you think you should qualify for as a member of the Mall Majority, and then we asked them to clip it and mail it to Jerry Falwell, and we gave his address down in Lynchburg, Virginia there. And we asked such questions as, are you staunchly opposed to abortions for homosexuals? And when taking a shower bath, do you soap up the faucet so not as to see a reflection of yourself naked? In addition to restoring prayer in public schools, do you also think the Supreme Court should allow the sacrificing of livestock in